Yeah, hello.
Hey, Gordon. Dan Nelson again.
Hey, how's it going?
Another day in paradise, brother. This a better time for you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Perfect.
So, let me see. So, company name, the way you want it branded online, it's going to be all taped up. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And let me pull up the scan again on your business real fast. Okay. So we need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. Address I see here is 19 Pioneer Drive, and then it says number 27. Is that correct?
And one half.
Okay, got it. That's how your mail comes, right, to you?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so 27 and one half. Okay. Perfect. And you want that address hidden or showing online?
I can show online. I don't care.
All right. Show address.
I've got nothing to hide.
There you go, brother. All right. And service radius. So we're able to do a 50-mile radius max. Are you willing to travel that far for new clients?
Yeah. We go like all the way to East Glacier. And that's
okay.
Like 7 hours away.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm going to put you in for the max then. And then I have your services here from the last time we talked. So you're doing painting, drywall, brick remediation, remodeling, kitchens, bathrooms, cabinetry.
Yep.
Is that all active? Carpentry.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And I know you have photos and you need a logo, right, for the business?
Right.
Okay. So I'll put in the order for logo creation. They'll send you some examples, too, so you can pick something.
Cool.
All right. And let's see, this phone number, the 406-490-7827, is that the best number for your clients to reach
you? That is the best number, yes.
Awesome. Okay. And let's see, for your email confirmations, you want that going to the mcgore97@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
All right. And let's see, just for account purposes, Gordon, what is your last name?
McNeese. N, two E's, one S.
Got it. All right. And is it capital M and then capital N?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. And then Gordon's Gordon. Is that correct?
E-N. E-N.
Right. E-N. Oh, okay. Got it. Yep, I'm glad E-N. I asked, man. Thank God for spell check. Getting two of my names, though.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a rare spelling joke.
Right. My wife's name's Amy, and she spells it A-M-I-E. So, you know, I get it.
Yeah, I'll be with A-M-I-E-E or
A-M-Y, you know. I had her name in my phone wrong for, like, a couple years, and she gave me a bunch of stuff about it. She's like, who's this? I'm like, that's you.
That's you. That's not me.
Right.
You know how to spell my name? We've been together how long?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, so, and we're going to create you a business Facebook page. What we'll do is we'll send you the ownership, too, of your Facebook, okay?
Right.
Let me put that into, okay. So, next step, Gordon, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company, schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where you guys go through all the fun stuff. Keyword phrases, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, etc.
Right.
Okay. Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts.
Right.
All right. So, okay. As the billing information goes, Gordon, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
No. It's my girlfriend's name.
It's your girlfriend's name. Okay. Are you an authorized user on the card?
Absolutely.
Okay, you are. Perfect. Okay. So
yep,
let me...
she's standing right here. I'm an authorized user on this card, huh?
Yes, he's
right. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. So what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to change the account under her name, right, because it's her name on the card. but I'm going to put you as an authorized user and the main point of contact for us. Okay, Gordon?
All right. Now,
so let me handle that right now.
Well, on the card, it says Hewitt. So, yes, it's going to have to be this because that's what's on the card.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She just had her name changed, but that's what's on the card.
If you guys end up changing the card, because I'm sure the new card will come through as McNeese or whatever, right?
Well, we haven't changed the card yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
What's your first name, ma'am?
Janice?
How do you spell that?
G-E-N-E-E-S-E.
Got it. Like it. Hey, that's funny. Janice McNeese. I like it. That's awesome. Okay.
All right. Our license plates say G&G Wiz.
Really? Oh, man. That's cool. And what's the last name on the card as of now?
H-E-W-I-T-T.
H-E-W-I-T-T. Got it. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. All right. So Janice.
Not on this card.
Perfect. Okay, and all right, change that over. The billing address for the card, is it the same 19? Okay, perfect.
Yep,
and I got to make sure, let me put the 27 and 1/2 on there too. Okay, awesome. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4447.
Okay.
9625.
All right.
8531.
Okay.
6130.
6130?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration date?
6/26.
All right. And the CBC code?
889.
All right. So what I'm doing now, guys, is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Right.
Right. All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All taped up.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Gordon McNeese, owner-operator.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, we already talked about that. I'm hooked up with Angie's List.
Yeah, so we know that. We have a lot of clients that use them. That doesn't affect what we're doing. What we really, the reason we throw that in is we don't want somebody else kind of tinkering with the Google page or the website or social media ads so it doesn't, like, mess your place up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is June 7th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day and the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. Do you have a phone number for client services?
Yeah, so same number I texted you. It's the 877 number, but client support is extension 1. I'm extension 711.
Extension 1. And your extension 711, okay?
Yeah, it's going to come through on a text message right now, and I texted you. Oh, I didn't text you my direct line. Hold on. Let me send that to you right now. I'm sorry. I think I need some more coffee, brother. All right, so let me send this. All right, so it'll say Daniel Nelson with Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. It has our direct line here, and then it has my extension on it as well. And I'll be your account lead, so you'll want to save that in your phone, okay?
I've got one here from a 951 number.
Let me see. It should have came from our 877 number. Hold on.
Says, thank you, Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yeah, yeah. So that's weird. It triggered from the 951. It should have came from the 877. I just sent you another text from our 877 number.
It does say you can call us at 877-635 at the bottom.
Okay.
It does have that number.
Did you get the other text that says Daniel Nelson with Local Splash?
Yep, it just came through.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure.
Just came through.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's get your client interview scheduled. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually, it takes about 30 minutes, okay? And I'm looking at their schedule. They're pretty booked, so the only time they have available today is going to be 2 p.m. Does that work for you?
Ooh, that's going to be tough today.
Okay. Let's see here. What time Monday would work best for you? The earliest is 8 a.m. They have as late as 4 p.m. and all the slots in between, except for the 1 o'clock.
Let's do 8 o'clock Monday.
Perfect. Okay, so let me book you in. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, EN for English. It's going to have Janice's name on it because that's the main person on the account. Right?
Right.
But I'll notate your main contact, okay? So.
Right, that's
All right, so let me send this to you now. 1 hour before the appointment on Monday, okay? You're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Right.
And that appointment will come from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, which I shouldn't be because that's first thing in the morning, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, like let's say I have an inbound or something, right, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment time.
Okay.
Now, I have a few more questions for the tech side, and then I'm going to walk you through a few emails, too. So for the tech side, they want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Phone calls.
Phone calls. You got it. And let's see. Company, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Licensed and
insured. Yeah, we got $2 million worth of liability insurance.
Perfect. All right. Let's see.
And we're licensed with the state.
All right. And just double checking, you do not have a business Facebook page, right? I didn't see one.
No.
Okay. So we're going to create that business page.
I got a friend that was running some kind of Facebook page for me, but it wasn't on a business account.
Okay. All right. So we're going to create you one. We're going to send you the ownership of your business page, though. So let me pull up. Do you have a personal page, right? Let me check.
Well, I probably do, but I haven't been on it in... years.
Okay. Do you know how to log into it or?
I think it's still on like Bresnan or something like that.
Okay. The reason I ask, we don't go like into your personal page at all, but we're going to send you ownership for your business page on there. So what will happen is the main thing is we run the ads and there's a click the call action. So they just call you, so you have full access to your business page. We send you the ownership. So when you log into Facebook, it'll allow you to toggle from your personal to your business page, you know?
Right.
Okay.
So I should probably see if I can access that account still, huh?
Correct. Yes. And if you can't, okay, what I'd recommend to you is just create a personal page. Like, you just go on, create an account. Right. You don't have to be active on it, but you just need one so we could send you the ownership, basically.
Right.
If you're having a lot of trouble with that, right? Like, let's say you're like, man, you know, I don't really want a personal page. They'll still create you a business and run the ads, but we'd like you to have access to your own business page, you know?
Right.
So I'd recommend it. So you don't remember the profile picture, right? There's a few Dylan Gordons out there. So what I'd recommend over the weekend, just try to get into the business page, right? Or not the business page, the personal page, okay?
Right.
And then in the client interview, I'll bring it up to you, and we'll check and see if you have it. If you aren't able to get into your old page, just create a new one, and I'll walk you through how to send me the link so we could send you the ownership of your page, okay? So I'm just going to put you'll have it by Monday, basically. All right.
Yeah, and I'll try and access it sometime this weekend and see what I can get into it.
Perfect. And if you have any questions, it's pretty easy, you know, but if you have questions, just call me and I could try to walk you through it too, okay?
Yeah, I know I had a problem getting on it because the service, I don't know, something about the service that it used to be on is Bresnan.net or something, and they changed it to Verizon, and something in the computer system didn't get switched over. I don't know.
Got it. Yeah, so you're probably going to have to create a new account. If you do, super easy to do, you know, so it won't be a big issue. All right, let me fill in these notes here. Authorized users. I'm going to put Janice as an authorized user as well, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, awesome. And let's see, I'm putting you as the main point of contact.
We got no secrets in this house.
Awesome. Same thing with me and my wife, you know, no secrets. All right, unless there's a president. We're doing presidents. I keep those secret, you know.
Yeah, you got to hide.
She likes, man. She's a blowy. She'll send me, like, which one do you want, you know? I'm like,
Oh, man, but you ruined it.
For sure. But, okay, so I got that client interview schedule. Are you able to pull your emails up right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to have three emails from Local Splash Support. The first one I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, well, I haven't got anything yet, but.
Let me check the email. Hold on. MC Gore, so MCGOR97 at Gmail. Okay.
We got something in here. Let's see what we got. I've got initial invoice.
Yes. Pull that
Welcome
one up.
Welcome to Local Splash and action needed, pictures needed for
Google
that's
Verification.
The three I got.
Yeah.
That's
so pull
three
up
right
the initial invoice first.
Initial invoice, okay.
All right. So you're going to see Hello Janice.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And then it's going to say please. Click here to accept subscription terms, the fifth line down.
Okay.
Go ahead and click that blue hyperlink.
Okay.
All right. This is going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. But just to recap it, okay, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section on Google, okay? Directory submissions, that's showing you the main directories we're submitting you to. My site custom website, that's something I want to go over. So we're on a recorded line, okay? You're going to see something about fees for your website. Your My Site was included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It will say My Site, $0. Okay?
Right. So it's 5-hour increments in any portion thereof at a rate of $375 per each occurrence.
Yeah. Ignore all that. You're my site, $0. Promise you. Okay.
Right. All right.
We have some clients that just purchased my sites, right? So, that's why they have all that rigmarole in there, but I promise you it's included, no additional charge. You're going to see Facebook business page access, Facebook ads. Those are those retargeted ads we talked about on Facebook. Then below Facebook ads, you're going to see Google ads and Google Guarantee. Those are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. So let's say like 3 months down the line, you're like, hey, I'm loving this, getting great results, but I want more clicks. I want more leads. Those are two options to be able to do that. So they're upgraded. We'll cross that bridge later because we want to see if you even need that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Then below Google Guaranteed, you're going to see Google Workspace. That's optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over it with you in the client interview.
Right. Okay.
Advanced reporting, that's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into, okay? Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do them live over the phone with you, okay? SMS communication, all that's telling you, we know you get busy on jobs, right? So if we call and you don't answer, we just send you like a text letting you know we called.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. A lot of times I'm in places where I don't have service.
Got it. Okay, I'll notate that too. So and I have clients, same situation. Once they're in service, the text comes through. So I'll make sure we're always texting you, if you don't answer. So I'll put that in the notes. Then you're going to see delivery dates and client responsiveness, okay? So to recap on this, delivery dates, 7 to 10 days from startup, your directory submissions will be done. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your website will be up and running, your social media ads will be running, and your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. For you to rank on the first page of Google for the keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline you got in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. Some you'll see quicker than others, okay? Then you're going to see how your pricing breaks down and that everything is month-to-month, no contracts. At the bottom, after you reviewed everything, okay, it's going to have you check a couple boxes, agreeing to receive text messages and that you're a certified user on the card. And then it's going to have Janice type her name in and hit confirm, and it will be Hewitt, too, because that's what's on the card. But after you guys do that and you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password screen, and that's the next thing I'm going to help you log into. Just let me know if you have any questions on there, too.
Not yet. Okay, now it says username, password.
Okay, so I want to show you how to always get there. So what I want you to do, you're going to leave that screen, go back to your emails, and pull up the email that says welcome to Local Splash.
Hang on a second here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go to my email. And it says welcome to Local Splash, that one.
Yes, sir. Pull that one up.
Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash.
Hello, Janice. Welcome to Local Splash. Yada, 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 right? So if you scroll down, you're going to see your username, which is your phone number, your password, which you can change to if you want. But what I want you to do, go ahead and click on that link that says my.localsplash.com, and it should take you back to that username password screen.
Yeah, it does.
Username is going to be your phone number, no spaces. So 406-490-7827.
Right. And the password is Google Fab.
Fab Google, actually. So it's going to be Fab all one Google. Word, all lowercase letters. So F like Frank, A like Apple, B like Boy, Google. G-O-O-G-L.
Oh, God.
Got it. All right. So when you log in, it should say, the first thing that pops up, it should say we are working on your account. Are you looking at that?
Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Correct. So after the client interview, they're going to get everything filled in here, okay? But what you can get a jump on, okay, where it says if you want to add some photos, click here.
Click here.
Yes. So when you click that, these are photos we're going to use for your Google page, for your website, for Facebook.
Right.
So these are photos that you're going to attach for clients to see, okay?
Now, how many photos can I put in there?
No limit. There's no limit. Okay. We used to have a limit like years ago. Now we have no limit. Right. So you could put as many photos, as many videos as you want.
Right, that's why I was wondering. The reason I was wondering is, like, we've done some stuff from the ground up. So, you know, do I want to put finished pictures in? Do I want to put starting pictures in? That's why I was asking how many pictures.
Right, right. I'd put them all, especially if they look good.
If it was limited, I'd choose a few. But.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay. Last email I want to walk you through, okay? So when you go back to your emails, okay, there's going to be another email, and this is really the most important one, okay? Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, okay?
Hang on a second.
I'm trying to
figure out how to sign out. It doesn't say sign out anywhere.
Sign out should be in, let me see, top right-hand corner. There's going to be 3 little lines, and then...
Yep.
When you click the 3 little lines at the bottom, you're going to see Janice Hewitt. It'll say like GH. If you click on that, you're going to see account settings and then log out.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got it.
All
right. I got it.
Awesome.
I got it.
Awesome.
I'm logged out. All right.
Perfect.
Now, the last thing you want to talk to me about is,
action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Right.
Go ahead and pull that email up.
Right. I got that.
Okay. So. These pictures are not for your website, not for the Google listing or Facebook. What these pictures are for is to get you advanced verification, which is priority placement on Google. Okay, so we send these directly to Google. So what it's going to ask you for on there, okay, and you only got to do this one time, okay? It'll ask for tools. Work vehicle. If you don't have anything on there, like workplace, right? You're not like a pizza shop, you know? All you would do is you just skip it. But anything you do have, you want to submit it. The way you submit it is that link that says url.localsplash.com/Google. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, I want to give you a heads up because I know when we initially talked, right, it was like, hey, I get busy. I don't want to put a lot of work into this. That action needed email is going to help accelerate the results for you. You only got to do it one time. Now,
I'm going to sit down. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do here tomorrow anyway. I'm going to sit down for a couple hours and take care of all this.
Probably won't even take you that long, you know, but yeah, you want to get those in.
I got
other
stuff I got to take care of too, so.
Right. So. Works out perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to tell you too, sometimes Google requires a video verification. We walk you through that. We have a department that what they'll do is they'll walk you through exactly how to do that process. It's not always needed, but sometimes it is, okay? But the good thing is you only got to do it one time, and once it's approved, you're golden.
Right. Now you know how to do video on my phone and stuff, so that's
perfect. And they send you like a link, and they walk you through it too. It's like super easy, you know?
Perfect.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me right now?
No.
Okay. When you're sitting down tomorrow too, to do it, remember the Facebook page, right? If you can't get it, just create a new one, and Monday I'll bring it up to you. You're the man. I'm a big note taker too, man. I love that. Good. Okay. Awesome. And if you ever have questions for me, don't hesitate to call. I'm here for you guys, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Congratulations, brother. You guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
You have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thank
you. Sounds great, Gordon. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Dave, what time are you going to be?